This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. Tensions are high between two major American industries right now, aviation and telecom. At issue is whether 5G, the much-hyped wireless network with faster download speeds, could mess up safety equipment on planes and helicopters. Yeah, not a small concern. AT&T and Verizon were set to turn on expanded 5G services next month until a last-minute warning from the FAA postponed the launch. Marketplace's Matt Levin has more.
So 5G is already out there on the airwaves, obviously, but part of the reason the reviews so far have been kind of meh? Big Telecom has been waiting to activate a specific range of 5G frequencies, something called the C-band. John Metzler researches the telecom industry at UC Berkeley.
And it fills a very important gap for the wireless carriers. You know? So you've got kind of the Goldilocks of spectrum. You know, this one's wide area, this one's very narrow, or this one's just right.
AT&T and Verizon spent more than $68 billion to buy rights to the C-band in an FCC auction last year, which is just the tip of their investment.
Hundreds of millions of subscribers at stake, and further tens of billions of dollars that have been invested in network equipment.
But switching on that C-band could maybe, theoretically, potentially mess up altimeters, a pretty important piece of aviation equipment. Hassan Shahidi is president of the Flight Safety Foundation.
It is used to help the airplanes land safely when you have low visibility conditions. It's also used in the collision avoidance system.
Still, many say the threats are largely theoretical. Tom Wheeler chaired the FCC under President Obama.
The 5G spectrum is authorized for use around the world, and we haven't seen great difficulties.
Wheeler says a major question is who should pay for updating older altimeters, which could be more vulnerable, maybe. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.